Of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades. Brad Savage.
The mystery, the magic, the technology of it all. Radio and cruising the decades, collecting records and sharing them chronologically across the radio airwaves. Welcome to Cruising the Decades, episode number 135, cruisingthedecades.com. And on today's show, a look back at 60s era folk music with Peter Yarrow, remembered from Peter, Paul, and Mary. And Bob Dylan on the big screen. Plus, in the 1980s, a forgotten Hall & Oates track. And Billy Joe and Nora cover the Everly Brothers. We find out about Spearmint on the bedpost overnight in the 1920s. And the Black Keys in their early days with a rare cover of a song by the Stooges. It's Cruisin' the Decades. Let's begin in 1910. This is one of the biggest stars of the so-called British music hall era. It's hard to believe that this song is well over 110 years old, and it still is a kickin' bop today. It's a great one. It's called Boiled Beef and Carrots by Sir Harry Champion. And it's here on Cruisin' the Decades.
When I was a nipper, only 6 months old, my mother and my father too. They didn't know what to wean me on, they were in a dreadful stew. They thought of strife, they thought of steak, or a little bit of old cod row. I said, Bob ran to the old cook shop, and I tell you what'll make me growl. Boiled beef and carrots, boiled beef and carrots. That's the stuff for your Darby Dell. Makes you fat and it keeps you well. Don't live like vegetarians on food they give to parrots. Blow out your kind from morn till night on boiled beef and carrots. When I got married to Matilda Brown, a funny little girl next door, we went to Brighton for the week, we both got it done once more. My bells all met me in the pub. Said a fella to me, what you afraid? What did you have for your honeymoon? So just for a lark, I said. Boiled beef and carrots, boiled beef and carrots. That's the stuff for your Darby tail. Makes you fat and it keeps you well. Don't live like vegetarian. Food they give to parents. The wife of mine looks better than mine on boiled beef and carrots. We've got a lodger, he's an artful cove. I'm very, very queer, he said. We sent for the doctor, he came round and told him to jump in bed. The poor chap said, I do feel bad. Then mother with a teary blind said, what would you like for a pick-me-up? He jumped out of bed and cried. Boiled beef and carrots, boiled beef and carrots. That's the stuff for your Darby tail. Makes you fat and it keeps you well. Don't live like vegetarian. Food they give to parents. That's a guy from all your night on boil, beef and carrots. I'm glad to be the father of a lovely pair of nippers and a nice fat boys. They're twins, you can't tell which is which, like a pair of savvy lawyers. We had them christened in the week, the father took them on his knee. I said, as they've both got ginger hair, I want their name to be. Boiled beef and carrots, boiled beef and carrots. That's the stuff for your Darby tail. Makes you fat and it keeps you well. Don't live like vegetarian. Food they give to parents. 10,000 and you bring up your kids on boiled beef and carrots. Boiled beef and carrots, boiled beef and carrots. That's the stuff for your Darby tail. Makes you fat and it keeps you well. Don't live like vegetarian. Food they give to parents. 10,000 and you bring up your kids on boiled beef and carrots.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
I don't know what to do. Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. It's got me on the go. I give a lot of dough. If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite? Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? The nation rose as one and sent its favorite son to the White House. This mighty country's lighthouse, he saw the president. He said that I've been sent to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Would you use it on your collar when your button's not in sight? Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it for spite. Could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride, the groom right at her side. To the altar, as steady as Gibraltar. The bridegroom has the ring, it's such a pretty thing. He puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Always taste it on your napkin if you want to be polite. Could you get a job as typist if you couldn't do it right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Well, it makes a fellow shut up when he's dying to recite. Would you give it to your parent if he isn't cursing right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Oh, yes. There is a century of history in that song right there. That is the Happiness Boys, Ernest Hare and Billy Jones, two solo artists that formed a super group of sorts in the 1920s. That was called Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? And that's 1924, but you might recognize that song because in the late 50s, an artist, Lonnie Dunnigan, covered that song and took it to the top of the UK charts. And it was changed, though. It became, Does the Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor? But really, the song goes back years before that and a full century. And we're drawing connections across the glorious history of popular music and culture on the show Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music. I'm Brad Savage. We continue now with one song from the 1930s. We do one song per decade on this show. For the 1930s, the real roots of American folk music and the roots of country songs, considered by many one of the keynotes of early country music recording, the Carter Family. Can the Circle Be Unbroken? This is the 1934 version. The Carter Family. On Cruisin' the Decades.
I was standing by the window on one cold and cloudy day, and I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Oh, can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow. For this body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home away in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I followed close behind her, tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and lone. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
One night long ago, by the light of the moon, an old music master sat composing a tune. His spirit was soaring and his heart full of joy, when right out of nowhere stepped a little boy. You gotta jump it, music master. You gotta play that rhythm faster. You're never gonna get it played on the Happy Cat Hit Parade. You better tell your friend Beethoven and Mr. Reginald A. Coben. They gotta do the same as you, or they're gonna be corny too. Along about 1917, jazz will come upon the scene. Then about 1935, you begin to hear swing, boogie, woogie, and jive. You better tell the big broadcaster that you're a solid music master, and you'll achieve posterity. That's a bit of advice from me. The old music master simply sat there amazed, as wide-eyed and open-mouthed he gazed and he gazed. How can you be certain, little boy, tell me how? Because I was born, he said, 100 years from now. He hit a chord that rocked the spinet and disappeared into the infinite. And up until the present day, you can take it from me, he's as right as can be. Everything is happening that way. Jazz will come upon a scene. And then about 1935, you begin to hear swing, boogie, woogie, and jive. He hit a chord that rocked the spinet and disappeared into the infinite. And up until the present day, you could take it from me, he's as right as can be. Everything is happened that way, yeah.
One of the great songwriters of the great American songbook era, that's Hoagy Carmichael. And that's actually Hoagy Carmichael on vocal there. And it's called Mr. Music Master from 1943. That's with Artie Bernstein and Spike Jones on drums. Hoagy Carmichael and a song predicting the future of popular music as far back as 1943. I just came across that song. I only discovered that song recently. I thought it was perfect for this show, since we do one song per decade and 100 years of music. You've found Cruisin' the Decades, and available worldwide. Find all of our playlists at cruisinthedecades.com. A special salute to our newest station, KRWC, in Buffalo, Minnesota. That's 1360 AM, an independently owned full-service radio station in the fine area of Buffalo and Monticello, Minnesota. It is funny because in Minnesota, that town is called Monticello, but in Charlottesville, Virginia, the home of Thomas Jefferson is Monticello. So isn't that interesting? Different pronunciations, different regions, but they are all brought together by music and the idea of music and emotion and radio broadcasting for a record collection across vast distances. As we move forward now to 1956 and Memphis, Tennessee, Sun Records and the legendary sound of Carl Perkins.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you step step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off.
That's Carl Perkins from 1956, and of course, the great Elvis Presley also covered that song, made it even bigger, Blue Suede Shoes, Sun Records, 1956, on Cruisin' the Decades. And I'm Brad Savage, remembering the 60s folk group sound, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the recent passing of Peter Yarrow. He was 86 years old.
The band was known for their stirring harmonies and unwavering dedication to social causes. And the group became the defining voice in the movements for civil rights and peace. Yarrow co-wrote the enduring classic Puff the Magic Dragon. He died Tuesday, January 7th, in New York City after battling bladder cancer for 4 years, according to his publicist, Ken Sunshine. Throughout the 1960s, Yarrow, Noel, Paul, Stuckey, and Mary Travers achieved extraordinary success and 6 Billboard Top 10 singles, 2 number one albums, and 5 Grammy Awards. Their rendition of Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind and Don't Think Twice, It's All Right became anthems of the burgeoning American folk revival. Notably, the trio performed Blowin' in the Wind at the 1963 March on Washington, where Martin Luther King delivered his iconic, historic I Have a Dream speech.
Remembering Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. He was a co-writer, songwriter on this song, along with Leonard Lipton. The producer was Albert Grossman, famous manager of Bob Dylan and Janis Joplin, Odetta, and other folk music stars like Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is from 1963, Puff the Magic Dragon on Cruisin' the Decades, remembering Peter Yarrow.
Mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. On Puff's gigantic tail, noble king
make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
Global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruising the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruising the Decades, Global Edition.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand. The local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands. Grandma's hand. Used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma's hand.
Bill Withers, Grandma's Hands on Cruising the Decades. That's 1971. If that groove to that song sounds familiar, and if you're a Gen X 90s kid, no doubt you know No Diggity by Blackstreet, which samples that song by Bill Withers. See how it's all connected? Music through the years, Cruising the Decades, a musical time machine, 100 years of music. You can find all of our shows and all of our playlists at cruisingthedecades.com. Here's a 1983 hit by Hall and Oates, the most successful recording duo of all time. It ended very badly, restraining orders and legal action. There will be no additional Hall and Oates reunion anytime soon. It's so sad. Their songs are so great. And this is kind of a forgotten song. This was a big song, but it's not one that you hear frequently today. This is Hall & Oates, One on One, 1983 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Cruising the Decades. It must be the 90s. Wow, that was Babes in Toyland. That's a long way from the Hall & Oates song that we played right before for our 80s selection, but we mix it up real nice on Cruising the Decades. That was Babes in Toyland with Bruise Violet from 1992, an all-female fierce punk alternative band that came out of Minneapolis in the early 90s, broke down a lot of barriers for women in music. And I've had a renewed interest recently in Babes in Toyland because I've read the recent memoir by Michelle Leon, the original bassist of that band. She's released a book called I Live Inside, Memoirs of a Babe in Toyland. And it is fascinating to hear the inside scoop about that band in the 90s. And coincidentally, that would be too underground to really play on a show like this, except for when they were applauded and enjoyed by Beavis and Butthead on MTV in the 90s. When Beavis and Butthead used to watch videos and give the thumbs up or thumbs down, they loved Babes in Toyland. They were like, yeah, these chicks rock, which was totally against the whole point of the band as kind of a feminist punk rock band. But at any rate, it brought them a lot of widespread, more mass appeal notoriety in the 90s. So that was Babes in Toyland for 1992 on Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. And now, shortwave shout-outs. Hello to listeners across Europe on Germany's Channel 292 shortwave, as well as listeners on Radio Miami International, WRMI from South Florida, and on shortwave WBCQ, The Planet. I consider these our flagship stations, high power, long distance, over the air, shortwave radio. It's like the internet before the internet, because the technology itself goes back to the 1930s and 40s. Well, let's do our shortwave shout-outs with Martine, our correspondent located in Poland.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martine with her shout-out show.
Welcome back, music lovers. I'm Martine, your radio best on Cruising the Decades. Grab a cup of tea or something stronger and let's give some shout-outs. Say hello to Peter in Worden, Netherlands, tuning in via Channel 292. Dutch radio listeners like Peter really know their vintage music. So glad to have you with us. Dan is listening in from Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, just outside Pittsburgh, on WBCQ The Planet. Aliquippa's steel town grit is perfect for some good old rock and roll. Welcome, Dan. Christopher in New Hampshire is tuning in on WBCQ The Planet as well. The Granite State has its own solid rock spirit, and we're glad to have you, Christopher. Let's welcome Jackson in Charlottesville, Virginia. Listen on 97.9 The Ren. Real oldies. Charlottesville has a real love for classic tunes, and we're thrilled you're part of the show, Jackson. And Marty from Syracuse, New York, catching us on WRMI Radio Miami International shortwave. Syracuse has deep radio roots. Thanks for bringing some of that energy our way, Marty. Keep in touch by writing to Brad at brad@thesummit.fm or head over to cruisingthedecades.com to connect with us anytime.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Martine does our shout-outs. She is in Poland. She is in Koronowo, Poland, and submits her report digitally based on the correspondence we receive at cruisingthedecades.com. Or you can email me directly, brad@thesummit.fm. The Summit FM is local, all music, independent public radio in Akron, Ohio, USA. It's where we produce this show. It's also the home base, the original original formation point for the Black Keys. And we're going to go back to 2004 when the Black Keys were real new. An early EP of theirs is called The Moan. Nowadays, the Black Keys say they are a Nashville band, but here in Ohio, we know that's a bunch of BS. They started in the basements and the garages of Akron, Ohio, the rubber capital of the world, the home of Goodyear. And let's do this. This is the Black Keys from 2004 with a pretty rare cover, originally by Iggy and the Stooges. This is No Fun on Cruisin' the Decades, 2004.
Studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
You cheated me and made me lonely. I tried to be.
Be a long time gone.
Decades with Billy Joe and Norah Jones from an album in 2013 called Foreverly, which is a cover, song by song, track by track, of the Everly Brothers' second album, Songs Our Daddy Taught Us, released originally in 1958, but that itself is a covers album, literally, of songs that Phil and Don Everly were taught as young boys by their father, Ike Everly. So this is third-generation covers. Most of the songs on Songs Our Daddy Taught Us are traditional songs and old folk tunes. That one, Long Time Gone, is credited as a traditional tune written by Frank Hartford and Tex Ritter. So pretty fascinating. That album, that Billy Joe and Norah Jones album, did pretty well in 2013, and it comes back full circle to appreciation of music through generations, through decades, and it's all connected. CruisinTheDecades.com for all of our shows and playlists. And we were talking earlier about the 60s folk and the passing of Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the new Bob Dylan film. It's getting a lot of attention. It's getting pretty strong, favorable reviews. The film is called A Complete Unknown, and it stars Timothée Chalamet as Bob Dylan. And I don't know if he comes from music or if he was ever in a band in his young life or not, but he plays Dylan epically. I mean, he does a great job. He really personifies Bob Dylan. And even Dylan himself, a famous recluse and kind of an old sourpuss grouch, has given the thumbs up to this movie. And Dylan himself says he likes sort of the slight inaccuracies, the slight adjustments for the silver screen in this film. It's worth seeing. If you're a 60s fan, a Bob Dylan fan, an American music history fan, it is definitely worth seeing. I quite enjoyed the film. This is from the soundtrack. This is Timothée Chalamet as Bob Dylan doing the soundtrack version in full of a song which needs no introduction.
So fine, threw the bums a dime in your prime. Been you. People call, say beware, doll. You're bound to fall. You thought they were all. Can you? You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't.
Yeah.
is the voice of French actor Timothy Chalamet, the soundtrack to A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan film. Timothy Chalamet performed and sang all of those songs himself. The soundtrack is quite excellent. The performances in the film are quite excellent. That is the film version of Like a Rolling Stone 2024. Timothy Chalamet has been in both of those recent Dune movies in the past few years, plus played Willy Wonka in the 2023 Wonka film, and many others. A big up-and-coming actor hailing from France originally. And like I said, I think the movie is worth seeing. I think it's a great representation of the Dylan story and bringing a whole lot of new eyeballs and new interest into the 60s folk sound. So as we wrap up with a bonus track here, let's do Bob Dylan himself, Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music.
What you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. He understands you're orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is folding under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. All your seasick sailors, they're all rowing home. Your empty-handed army is all going home. Your lover who just walked out the door has taken all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. Something that calls for you. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door is standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike a
and it's all over now, baby blue.
That's a Cruise in the Decades bonus track, Bob Dylan, 1965, from the album Bringing It All Back Home. And that song turns up in performance in A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan film. Well, we've done it again. 100 years of music. Find all of our shows on demand. Find all of our playlists at cruisingthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Hi, this is Kevin Amos, and I want to welcome you to the Jazz Corner here at WRCT.org and WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's just insane. We have the most insane system of health insurance on the planet. We're the only industrialized country, the only developed country that in which the citizens of the country can go bankrupt to lose their homes or die because they don't have coverage or they get their policies canceled.
That's Wendell Potter, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Wendell Potter on health insurance, an insane system. The murder of United Healthcare's CEO on a midtown Manhattan street unleashed, the New York Times reported, a torrent of morbid glee from patients and others who say they have had negative experiences with health insurance companies at some of the hardest times of their lives. Some of the comments were, thoughts and deductibles to the family. Another one said, unfortunately, my condolences are out of network. The dark commentary highlighted deep anger over the state of health insurance. Millions simply can't afford it and go without. And many who are on some plan have such inadequate coverage and high deductibles that they can't afford to pay for anything. The answer, Ralph Nader says, is single payer. Everybody in, nobody out. That would bring down prices, but the handful of corporations who monopolize the health insurance industry don't want that. Why? That would cut into their profits. So the insanity continues. Our guest today is Wendell Potter. He was a former Cigna public relations executive, and today he's an outspoken critic of the health insurance industry. This classic from the AR archives is even more relevant today than it was when it was originally recorded over a decade ago. Wendell Potter spoke at Powell's Bookstore in Portland, Oregon.
I think I'll begin by just answering a question that I'm often asked when I am speaking to groups, and that is, why did you do what you did? Why don't more people do what you did? And what led you to do what you decided to do? There was no one thing that led me to do this. It was a culmination of a number of things. I had a wonderful career in the health insurance industry. I've actually had two careers. I was a journalist and I had a very good career as a journalist. I was a reporter initially in Memphis and Nashville, and then finally in Washington, and I covered Congress and the White House and the Supreme Court for a few years. But I decided to go into PR, first in a political campaign. I was a press secretary for a guy who ran for governor of Tennessee. And from there, my PR career just meandered, and it took me from one place to another, and I eventually wound up working for a big for-profit health insurance company, Humana, based in Louisville, Kentucky. At that time, Humana was largely known as a hospital company, and I was hired to help promote and defend and be a spokesperson for the hospitals that the company owned. After doing that for 4 years, I was recruited to Hartford, Connecticut, to support Cigna's healthcare operations. Cigna at that time was a very large multi-line insurance company. It had property and casualty division, a financial services division, and a reinsurance division. And I was hired to help raise the awareness of Cigna as a health insurance company. Insurers were beginning to catch on to the fact that a lot of money could be made in health insurance. When I worked at Humana, Humana decided to get rid of its hospitals because the executives and shareholders thought that they could make more money if they focused on managed care and health insurance. So they spun the hospitals off to a different company and focused on managed care. And I became the chief spokesperson for Humana